Hot 103 Jams presents the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Hey, I go by the name of KC Young Boss, and you are now tuned in to the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. You hear me, baby? Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Shay and Shine Morning Grind. Get up, get up, get up. Kansas City, we live. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Shay and Shine Morning Grind. Get up, get up, get up. Kansas City, we live.
Wake up, it's time to wake up and get that bag, bro. It's enough money for everybody, so why you mad, though? Rep the Royals and Chiefs, Hot 103 KBRS. Trying to get you from Monday morning to TGIF. Hit the snooze button, get dressed. Time to flex on your ex. We got the shade. Plus, I know the plug, her name is Shay. We gon' play all them hits. We gon' play all them hits. I know you heard them other stations, but they ain't poppin' like this.
Yeah. Dropping a bag in your life this morning, a grand in your hand. Every prize that you win comes with a chance at $1,000 on Friday, just like that.
Get some of that money.
Fabulous weekend. Shouts out to everybody that came to my birthday party at the Juke House.
And Rasheed Wallace.
I know, Rasheed Wallace was in the building. I'm like,
dog. I knew he was a Chiefs fan. He's been a Chiefs fan for a while, but I didn't expect him to just be chilling in the Juke House, having a drink.
Oh, he was chilling.
Yeah.
The long way.
I told him I was a Lakers fan. He wasn't too happy with that, but oh well. Oh well.
Thank you to Luana at Cherish the Cakes. Beautiful cake. EAJ Events came set up for me. You were there. Thank you for coming. DJ Q, DJ. All the folks that braved the weather to come out, because it was a little treacherous. You got into a little mini fender.
Well,
it's not really a fender bender because you hit yourself.
A semi-accident. on the way. It's all good, though. Just, you know, use me as an example and drive slow this morning. It's going to be hectic because it's the first day of rush hour. Just take it easy.
Yes. So thank you to everybody who showed up for that. Saturday at Airhead.
Oh, man.
Yo, my phone started blowing up. My homie in New York was like, I think this is your friend on the pregame. I was like, yeah, that's my homie right there. You know what I'm saying? He all celebrity style.
Oh, man.
Do you got a little bit of that?
Well, I downloaded it, but it ain't acting right.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see if we can play it a little bit later.
Right.
Show you some love for your interview, talking about your love for the Chiefs.
I told you Peter King came up in the peanut, and it went down. Oh, man, but I couldn't believe my eyes Saturday. First AFC championship game since 94.
Wowzers.
We'll get into that later.
Many of us were still sucking our thumbs at that time.
Sucking your thumb?
Yeah, it was babies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my Lord.
My bad. Because I wasn't a baby. I was 8 years old.
You could still be sucking your thumb at eight.
I'm a grown man, dog. All right?
I watched the game at Elevate Bar and Grill out in KCK. Yo, Brian.
It looked nice in there.
It's beautiful in there, and they got so much love for us. It was ridiculous. They tried to get me drunk, too.
Uh-huh.
I had
sure
a little drink.
Yeah.
Nah, I had a little drink.
Let me take
but
one more sip.
I felt it, and I had to sit down. I was like, all right. Because, you know, sometimes, like, I feel it, and I be like,
are you an extra lightweight?
No, I am. Yeah. I really am.
Uh-huh.
But I turn into a woo girl if...
A who?
If it goes to...
What
like,
is that?
Like, woo!
Don't, nah,
do.
You gotta chill out with that.
Turn into a woo girl.
You gotta regulate
Brian.
Yourself. You need
that's
a filter.
That's why I have to hold it in, because I be like, no, I can't do that.
You gotta chill out.
That's you ain't never heard of a woo girl?
Never heard it. I heard of a Johnny girl, like on Ray Charles. Oh, hey, Johnny. And you know my name is Ray.
Hello. We'll talk more about the Chiefs and the victory. Of course, 50,000 people are still without power this morning. Some school systems are closed, including KCPS, Lee Summit, Raytown Center, Oak Grove, and Odessa. You can log on to our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page for the full list.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
624, look for highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy. Right now you are cloudy at 30 in Grandview. Shay, what's popping?
Congratulations to Missy Elliott, who will be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
She's the first female hip-hop artist to be inducted.
That's beautiful. She deserves it. She's has a ton of hits under her belt writing. Congratulations.
I don't know if I would just consider her a hip-hop artist, though. I think that she transcends genres.
But yeah, because she wrote a lot of R&B hits back in the day.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Partnered up with a lot of folks, so congratulations to my girl for that.
Can we get freaky tonight?
Nick Cannon is now apologizing for working with R. Kelly in the past. Ugh. Remember that song they had?
Tell me, baby, are you down? Bushes, we won't beat around. Bushes, we just eat them out. Filling your mosquito blouse, 7 jeans, black and left.
Yeah, turn it off.
Dang.
Makes me itch.
Cut it off before they get about 20 Cent, right?
Song is terrible. It was terrible then, it's terrible now.
He took to his social media and said, quote, after much self-reflection and meditation, I have to be one of the first to admit that in my past, I've definitely turned a blind eye to a lot of darkness in this industry. He went on to say, I have personally witnessed it and will no longer be silent about it. It's not dry snitching. It's a paradigm shift.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Who wrote that for him?
Nick Cannon, I know, dummy.
I know he ain't, but, you know, that's a wonderful way to put it. Sounds like some PR stuff going on right there.
He's raised in a good Christian home.
Mm-hmm.
He know how to talk. Will Smith says Bad Boys 3 is beginning filming today.
Oh, yeah. Bad Boys for Life. But you don't want to see it? I want to see it. You know, there ain't very many movies that I do want to see that I'm interested in. This one, must see. Mm-hmm.
If we do a screening, I'll go.
Oh, so you ain't gonna pay to go see it? Look at that. Well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Because it's a good movie, and it's Will Smith and Martin. That's why.
I do know a movie I want to see. That's coming to America, too. We also hear that Eddie Murphy has signed on for that.
Yeah!
And we will be looking for that update.
Oh, I hope they don't ruin it. Please, God, don't ruin it.
I think the premise is that while he was in Queens looking for his queen, I guess he might have knocked a couple chicks off.
For real?
And so they're supposed to be like a illegitimate child that he's coming to find.
That boy is good.
Are you serious?
That's what I heard.
Oh, Lord. I wish Charlie Murphy could write it, because you know he wrote Vampire in Brooklyn.
Well, Charlie Morphin is in the by and by.
Charlie who? Did you say
Charlie
Morphin?
Murphy. I said Morphin by mistake. I thought you was going to let it by. But clearly you did it.
Time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm not mad. I'm ecstatic. My boys won on Saturday. Yeah. We got World Series.
Oh, man. Could not be more. I was so emotional at the game.
I get emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I can't wait. And people are already trying to give us that loss because I know Tom Brady is good, but we only lost against him of a field goal the last time that we played them. So we are very capable of stomping that butt.
Yes, we are. And don't forget, we beat that butt last year, too. So, you know.
Yes, we did. We're going to be at home. I can't wait.
Who is this?
This is Shay.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling up this morning.
Yeah, good morning.
You too. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So there's some school closings this morning after the weather event that happened in the town. KCPS closed this morning. Lee Summit, Raytown closed this morning. Center School System closed this morning. Oak Grove, Odessa. Log into our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page for more school closings.
The Colts, they are closed for the season because our Kansas City Chiefs walked into the divisional game. We exercised our demons and we smacked the Colts 31-13. Shay, it was pure domination from start to finish. The defense brought their A plus game. I've never seen a defense play this way this year, period. They picked the perfect time to play their best game, and I couldn't be more prouder of the defense. And of course, Patrick Mahomes, he got in, he did his thing. He didn't have no touchdown passes, but he still got into the end zone. And this is what he had to say about exercising the demons and about the game Saturday night.
It was a great win. I mean, the defense stepped up big, played great all game long. Offense, we started fast, had a kind of a dry spell, but we finished it off in the end. So it's a great team win. We get the opportunity to play here again next week, so we're excited for that opportunity.
Nobody believed in us, Shay. They said the Colts was going to walk in here for a fifth time in the playoffs and beat us. And it didn't happen.
I knew better than that, Brian.
I was nervous, all right? I will admit, I wouldn't celebrate nothing until it was 0-0-0 on the clock, Shay.
I couldn't tell. You was in the NBC pregame, chopping it up with Peter King, talking about your love for the Chiefs.
Hey, shout out to my dog, Peter King, for having me on the NBC pregame show. Man, it was beautiful, Shay.
Being a Kansas City Chiefs fan, we've experienced a lot of heartache.
Kansas City, they love football. They love the Chiefs, and they have that passion.
He is God's gift to Kansas City.
Aww.
And that was it. They gave me a little,
get your little cameo.
A little 2 or 3 seconds. It's good, though. Everybody was tagging me on Facebook and Twitter. Thank everybody for all the love and all of that.
Now, but, when they send you a little residual check.
Residual for
take
what?
Take me to the Hibachi Grill.
Who going to send me a residual check?
You ain't signed nothing to get no money?
I didn't sign nothing.
Oh, dang, fam. Why you tell me? I told you what to do.
Ain't nobody stunting off the little 5-second little cameo they had me on. And, hey, Kansas City, don't change that dial. Coming up at 7-Eleven, we got a special guest in the building.
Yes.
Dave Cochran. He helped Jeff Allen get to the game on Saturday.
He's a defensive lineman, of course. And his BMW got stuck in a snowdrift.
Wow.
And this man who is dealing with issues of his own, he's homeless, Brian. Mm-hmm. And he has come to attention of the entire city. And we're going to talk to him this morning about what he did and what's for the, in the future for him.
7-Eleven.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We may not be celebrating a Chiefs victory today had it not been for our special guest today, Brian.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I say that is because offensive lineman Jeff Allen was stuck in a ditch, and this man, Dave Cochran, used his vehicle to pull him out and allow him an opportunity to go and play in our game.
My dog Dave Cochran in the building. Thank you so much on behalf of the town. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing good. You seem a little nervous this morning, my brother.
Just a little bit. You know, I ain't used to all this.
Your story has blown up. It's become a national storm now. How does that feel?
Oh, man. Hey, man, I done been hit up by Good Morning America. All of me, it's like, all I did was what I'm used to doing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, because I work with a tow truck, you know what I'm saying? All day, every day, you know what I'm saying? So I'm used to pulling people out the ditch, you know what I'm saying? Or towing something. And I was just doing what I thought I was supposed to do. And I don't know what to think about all this. It's like, I still pinching myself right now trying to see if this is real or not.
Right.
I mean, straight up, it's like, thank you guys, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody out there and give a good shout out to Jeff, my mom, Tammy, and my sister, my best friend in the whole world, and my fiance, Alicia, for keeping me positive and moving forward.
So, the snow took everybody by surprise this weekend. Shoot, it was 50 degrees just a couple of days earlier. And so, when you saw his BMW, you just thought to yourself, let me go help.
Oh, man. Hey. Ooh, yeah. Well, I was kind of nervous hooking that brand new thing up there. I just did what I just did. Hooked him up. Yeah, it's like, I seen him stuck. And I done helped like 5 people before that, 3, 4, 5. Maybe over exaggerate a little bit, but I had to help him. But it's like, I told my girl, I said, one more ain't gonna hurt us. One more ain't gonna hurt us. And, but then later on that day, she got real mad because I pulled a semi out the ditch.
Wow.
I was like, and I'm like, my bad, man. This is who I am. I apologize. I mean, I tore that people's yard trying to get him up out of there, but I got him out of there. I appreciate y'all saying for even having me on the show. I'm like, man, I don't know what to think.
We just want to spread more positivity, more love. Now, the headlines are saying that you're homeless. We're going to continue talking with you in just a little bit. Shouts out to my guy, Stephen Dial from Channel 41. Right on, he helped Steven. Us get in touch with you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, no Steve. Problem. How did you find him?
Man, so we 41 Action News kind of has a unique relationship with the Allen family now. We had just done a story with his wife.
Really?
I kind of stalk her on Instagram because she's a really good cooker. And she started her own cookie company and everything. And so we actually just profiled his wife on our pregame show Friday.
Uh-huh.
And so when I saw his tweet Saturday night after the game, I had to hit him up and say, Jeff, where is this guy? We want to help him find you and help find him.
Right.
And Jeff said, I already found him. And then the rest was history.
Thank wow.
You. That's crazy.
I need some of that good food, though.
So you guys stick around. We're going to come back and find out more about Dave Cochran, who is just a Casey hero this morning.
Yes, you are, Dave.
Oh, man. Hey, one of the news broadcasters told me I'm just about as famous as the Chiefs are right now. I said, you got to be out your rabbit. Come on.
Well, speaking of the Chiefs, you already know what we do. After a victory, we've got a song, Brian B. Shana. Let's go.
World premiere. Brand new banger.
Morning, Grindo.
He told you he was gonna win.
Uh-huh. Hey, Snuck and you luck, boy, 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 Snuck and you luck, Snuck and you luck. Snuck, 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 yeah. Well, we a barbecue and QB sacking defense on your damn team. Stumping, jumping, bumping, and we crunk up in this damn thing. Andrew Luck didn't want no smoke. Our defense made them hit the floor. They screaming that we cheated, but we won the game for sure. Ain't no lanes up in this thing. When we turn up, we get loud. The coach just keep backing up with all them 5-yard fouls. Just know what it is when you come to KC. Arrowhead turning up, and you're going to get beat. Your kick ain't good because you got cold feet. One time, one final
yeah.
League MVP.
Yeah, we run it.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. It'll be cloudy right now. You are cloudy at 29 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Carl Weathers. You know him from Rocky. He played Apollo Creed.
That's my dog.
He's 71 years old today.
Action Jackson.
Mother of the Braxtons. Evelyn Braxton is 71 today.
Uh-huh.
He was one of my favorite rappers back in the day. Slick Rick. He's 54.
My dog.
Hey.
Well, it was one of those days.
Not much to do. I was chilling downtown with my old school crew.
Uh-huh.
To buy a slice of pizza.
Oh, my God.
That was my jam.
Uh-huh.
And Clarence Carter, blues singer.
When I start making love,
uh-huh.
I don't just make love.
What
I
happened?
Be stroking. That's what I be doing.
I be stroking.
He's 83 years old today, and this man.
Funky,
LL Cool J.
Running around.
12 o'clock at night. With the windows down.
He coined the term GOAT, by the way.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did.
Rapper actor is 51, still looking good.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 14th.
So the announcement from the Super Bowl about who will be headlining has been released. And Maroon 5, of course, is going to be the headliner. And also, who will be accompanying them is Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast.
They better have Atlanta legend on there, at least one.
I saw somebody on social media saying, well, are y'all going to drag Big Boy like y'all dragged Travis about being a part of it, or y'all gonna let him live?
What can you say to Big Boy? Seriously, what can you say to Outkast? You can't say nothing. Moving on.
So Travis is going to be making a $500,000 contribution to Dream Corps, which is a nonprofit organization that champions social justice. So I guess that's his way to say, good. I'm going to perform.
Yeah.
I'm going to help somebody else. Y'all leave me alone.
That's a good offer, though.
Super Bowl is going down February 3rd at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta.
So there are two artists who say that they are done with music. Lil Uzi Vert took to his Insta. Excuse me? I like his shoulders.
Of course you would. And who was the other one?
Ray Shrimmer has decided that they're going to break up.
No. I like Ray Shrimmer. No.
Slim Jimmy took to his Twitter account on Saturday and said, I'm not Ray Shrimmer. I'm Slim Jimmy, and I'm a sink or swim by myself.
They must be fighting over Nintendo games or something.
Do people still play Nintendo, right?
Some people do. Nintendo Switch, everybody play, or a lot of kids be playing
that.
Oh,
yeah. Austin bought a Nintendo Switch on the money he won from you.
You really want to go there right now? Seriously. Seriously, you really want to do that? I lost fantasy football by 6 points, and I lost a certain amount of coins.
You were the first loser. It wasn't second place. You was the first loser.
Leave me alone.
Okay. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Still celebrating our Chiefs' victory against the Colts in Arrowhead. And we've got, he's the most famous Dave in Kansas City right now.
Uh-huh, not the barbecue spot either.
Dave Cochran pulled out our offensive lineman from a snowdrift, allowed him to go on to Arrowhead and play in the game, which ended in a victory.
Uh-huh. And, you know, being around Dave just for the few minutes that we have, I just noticed that you just got such a genuine and good heart, fam.
Yeah.
My mama always taught me, I want others to do unto me, and I try to stay positive sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all struggle and stuff, you know, and it's just, I mean, right now is my time to get out of my struggle, get out the roots, and mm-hmm. I'm in. And I appreciate, I appreciate everything everybody's doing for me. I appreciate y'all having me on the show. I mean, I would never think in a million years I'd be on a radio show, every news station that there is. And it's like, man, I got to make something of it, and I got to better myself in my life and my choices that I'm making stuff. You know what I mean? Because I ain't made all the right choices. You know? I just appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for having me on your show. And man. Thanks,
Dave,
everybody.
We appreciate you, because what you're doing in a time right now where the country is divided more than ever, when people are arguing first before they even think about talking and helping each other, this is God showing the world that even if you're going through a thing, that you can still be used. And so God used you to let the world know that we need more kindness. So whatever you're going through, Dave, is yesterday. That was yesterday.
I see that now. You say it's yesterday, because I mean, look at me now. I say, like, I feel like a celebrity or something. Like,
you are a celebrity.
Like, I didn't do nothing but what I was taught to do. You know what I'm saying? Help those in need. You know what I'm saying? And help those if I can help them. And then I try my 100 and give them 110-120% to try to help somebody. And I've always get my girl and say, I love you, Dad, Alicia, I'm sorry. But she always cussing me out, grabbing at me, because I help everybody, you know what I'm
right.
saying? And in the long run, they ended up, you know what I'm saying, like waving me off, like, you know what I'm saying? And I done put 110, 120 into something. And she's like, you never gained nothing. She's like, I told her, I said, I'm not worried about gaining nothing. As long as I know in my heart that I helped this person, then it's all things. Like, just these people, I bought them brand new brakes and rotors, because I was blessed. I found $1,100 at Pick and Pull, and these people, they had no brakes. They flew out in the middle of oncoming traffic with me in the car, and they got three baby girls in the car too. And they flew out in the middle of oncoming traffic. I told them, I said, man, let's go to U Picket. Went to U Picket to go get them some brakes and rotors. Hey, and I was digging through a car, man, I ain't gonna fake you. I found $1,100, $100 bills.
Wow.
$1,100 bills. And I told the dude, I said, look, let's get out of here. I said, matter of fact, I don't even know if it's illegal or not, but come out a couple minutes after me.
Man, and, wow. And I love Dave. Hold on, Dave, wait. try to implicate himself in all sorts of capers.
I bought them people brand new brakes, brand new rotors for the car, and put them on for me and everything. And just to show, you know what I'm saying, just, it ain't them babies' fault. Like I told the parents, I said, I care too less about y'all. Them babies ain't did
That's
nothing
right,
to nobody.
Dave.
You know what I'm saying?
And you going to be going to the AFC Championship game on
Ooh-wee.
Sunday.
It's going down. I got some more questions for Dave. Stick around, man. Coming up at 7:52.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're talking to Dave Cochran, the man who stepped up to help offensive lineman Jeff get to the game.
Uh-huh. My dog, Jeff Allen.
So, we've been just rapping with you. You're a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, to say the least.
I just, man, it's like mind-blowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never would dream in a million years to be here right now. Like, I never thought I'd be here, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh.
You mentioned earlier that Good Morning America reached out to you. Has ESPN or FS1 or any of the sports networks reached out and tried to get a hold of you?
No. Just a lot, just like all the news crews in Kansas City and like Good Morning America. I mean, Ellen DeGeneres said put a comment on something.
Wow.
I don't know if I could do the TV show, so you know what I'm saying? Well, I could do the talking on the mic because they can't see my face, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I mean, like, I don't know.
You talked about some of your issues in the past and some things that you've been dealing with personally. And I really believe that this all happened for you, Dave. This is an opportunity for you to get your life back.
Man, look, I've been so stressed out here lately. I've been wanting to pull my hair out, you know what I'm saying? And I would, man.
What stopped you from completely just going berserk or going over the edge?
Oh, man. Look, my little baby boy, Elijah. Mm-hmm. Elijah Michael Cochran, you know what I'm saying? I love you, boy. I don't know if your mom's listening to this, but, I mean, my son, you know what I'm saying? Because I done lost two of them, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I lost one of the deceased whenever he's born, and I lost my junior to the state. And I mean, to keep going, it has to be my sister and my son, you know what I'm saying? My sister, my sister's my role model, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always looked up to her and said, that's my best friend in the whole world, you know what I'm saying? And my son, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to lose another one, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they just keep me going, they keep me pushing. And my fiance, you know what I'm saying? She keeps me on my toes, make sure that I ain't out here in the streets, you know, doing dumb stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because if I can't be, because she be right there following behind me, trying to, you know what I'm saying? She be yelling so loud, so I wouldn't be able to get nothing done. The police already be there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good, girl.
What do you say to somebody who might be listening right now, who might be in the same predicament, but they're not as mentally strong as you are?
I mean, look, just take it one day at a time, keep your head up, and just look, stay positive, because, I mean, I don't know. All this is, it might have me want to pull my hair out, but I'll never let it bring me down, like, to where I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't think, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I don't just let it bring me down, and I don't stay down, because I'm not somebody that you're going to push around and leave on the ground, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting back up, you know what I'm
saying?
That's right. I'm honest, you know what I'm saying? And, man.
Channel 41's Stephen Dow put us in touch with Dave. Now, how can we help Dave? You know, I don't want to throw money at the problem or do whatever, but we want to see him not only go to the Chiefs game,
right,
but we want to see him prosper and be able to get over these demons and move on, because his spirit is so
right
strong.
Yeah.
And that's what has pushed him to the forefront here in the town. So
there's been, like, you've seen such a reaction to Dave's story since it went out yesterday. There is a GoFundMe out there. We did not start it. The person who started it is local, has been in constant contact with me, and says he's actually a grad student and a Marine, and said that he wants to be in contact with us to get the money to Dave and his family. So many people have reached out, council members talking about, you know, I've seen some people comment saying, you know, Chiefs game is great, but we don't want him to go back to his car. You know,
right.
a lot of people have reached out in the community fixing his car windows today. And, you know, we're going to see what we can do to get Dave on his feet and move forward. You know, talking with Dave on the ride over and talking about, you know, now all eyes are on him. This is his time to prove to others that, you know, he can be consistent and can turn things around. So we're going to be there. There's a lot of ways that can help.
I can't make you look like a fool, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate everything that everybody's doing for me. And I love you guys. I'm saying I love everybody else. And I just, oh, man, it's like mind blowing, man. I'm telling you, I just can't even, man, I would never imagine this, man.
In 3 months, Dave, we want to invite you back on the show. I want to see what you are in 3 months.
I'm trying to get my, there's one thing I'm going to do with this GoFundMe. Is I'm going to put it towards my business. I've been wanting to open up for a long time. It's called a Jacks of All Trade Handyman Service. I don't care if you need a mobile mechanic. I don't care if you need your feet rubbed. I got somebody for that.
Yes! Yes!
Hey, oh, mama.
Yes!
We need to hook Dave up with that professional cuddler business.
I got you, big homie. I got you. Hey,
man, Dave!
I got you, dog.
Dave Cocker.
Brian, you
got
to keep your finger on the button, man.
My bad. Dave Cocker, thank you so much, dog.
Hey, no problem, y'all. I thank y'all.
Chiefs on Rewind coming up at 808, y'all.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Live, local, and lit. Kansas City Restaurant Week continues on. Started on Friday today. Brew Bakers will be coming up this morning, 9 a.m.
For real? We got some coming up?
Homie.
But we've been working hard this morning. And I'm in need of a feast.
So social media been blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hear the Chief song again, Brian.
Oh Lord. It was a doozy this morning. You ready?
Let's go.
World premiere.
Morning grind out.
He told you he was gonna win.
Uh-huh. Hey, Snuck Andrew Luck, boy, Snuck Andrew Luck, boy, Snuck Andrew Luck, boy, Snuck Andrew Luck, boy, Snuck Andrew Luck, Snuck Andrew Luck. Snuck, 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 yeah. Well, we a barbecue and QB sacking defense on your damn team. Stumping, jumping, bumping, and we crunk up in this damn thing. Andrew Luck didn't want no smoke. Our defense made them hit the floor. They screaming that we cheated, but we won the game for sure. Ain't no lanes up in this thing. When we turn up, we get loud. The coach just keep backing up with all them fire fouls. Just know what it is when you come to KC. Arrowhead turning up and you're going to get beat. Your kick ain't good because you got cold feet. One time, one five,
yeah,
league MVP.
Yeah, we run it.
Celebrity Shane.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
8:22. Look for cloudy skies today with a high in the upper 30s. Right now, you got a little drizzle in 28 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
More fallout from the surviving R. Kelly docuseries. R. Kelly's attorney is now speaking out, and he confirmed that R. Kelly was indeed married to Aaliyah.
Wow.
However, he's blaming her because he said that R. Kelly didn't know how old she was.
Does he deny ever having a sexual relationship with someone who was under the age of consent?
Yes, he absolutely does.
Was he married to Aaliyah when she was 15?
He was married to her when she was 15.
But so then 15 is not of the age of legal consent, right? I mean,
right. Except that my understanding is that she did not claim to be 15. And in order to get married, she had to lie about her age.
And he is saying that he had no idea.
No idea.
I don't know about that. She's not here to defend herself, so I don't think that's fair.
R. Kelly accuser Lisa Van Allen spoke to Jada Pinkett Smith on an episode of Red Table Talk as well.
He would tell me things like, my mama told me, if you love a man, you don't try to change him. When he first told me he had never had a threesome, I felt like I needed to do that for him. And then he wanted another one and another one. Then that's when it was like, uh-oh, like I may have been tricked here. I didn't care that I had to share someone I loved with other women. I wanted him to be happy. But you know, it was sickening. I feel like I'm a vessel, you know what I mean? To speak out for other young girls, because I really want to help. It's bigger than R. Kelly, you know what I mean? Way bigger.
It is bigger than him. But we gotta cut the head off right now.
Apparently, R. Kelly reached out to Iyanla LaVanzant because he wanted to be on her show, Fix My Life.
Recently?
Yeah. Iyanla talked to ABC News about this, and she said that she actually turned him down because he doesn't meet the criteria of the show. And that criteria is, are they willing? Are they well ready, and do they have the capacity to do the work? She says he didn't have it. He doesn't have the emotional capacity. He just didn't have it. And I knew, based on what I was looking at, I would have to take him through. It would have been brutal. He didn't have the capacity because he hasn't done the work. So
well, he needs some help from somebody.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Looks like Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are coming back to the big screen together for a Bad Boys 3.
Yeah!
Filming starts today, Brian.
Bad Boys, what you wanna do? I can't wait till this comes out. This ain't gonna come out for what, like 2 years or something?
It don't take people 2 years to make movies no more. You see R. Kelly? Not R. Kelly. What's his name? Tyler Perry?
I ain't seen no R. Kelly.
Tyler Perry, it take him 7 days to make a movie,
but
he got
his own studio and stuff, so I don't know. I can't wait till it come out.
The one I'm excited about is Eddie Murphy. He's going to be doing a Coming to America Part 2.
Oh, Lord, don't mess it up. Do not mess it up.
In a statement, Eddie said, quote, after many years of anticipation, I'm thrilled that Coming to America 2 is officially moving forward. We've assembled a great team that will be led by Craig Brewer, who just did an amazing job on Dolemite. And I'm looking forward to bringing all these classic and beloved characters back to the big screen.
That boy is good.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, and James Earl Jones, he's still alive. I think a lot of the cast is
James
still
Evans.
Alive.
What's his real name?
Yeah. Amos, I think something. I forgot. But the daddy off Good Times, y'all know what we're talking about. Lisa, she's still alive. Yeah, they gotta take care of this now. Pronto, ASAP.
What you trying to say? They about to leave out of here? They about to punch their ticket out of here?
I mean, they on deck.
They on deck. That's from life. We on deck.
Upper room with Jesus.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.